Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 6th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down a penny and three quarters, closing at 384 and three quarters. March beans up 3.25 cents, closing at 944 and three quarters. March wheat down 4.5 cents, closing at 550. Really kind of a quiet, choppy day. The beans tried to rally early, couldn't hold on to the gains. Broke about 4 cents off the highs. Corn and wheat pretty much under a little bit of pressure all day here. The dollar was down 15 ticks, but that didn't help the grains. I guess everybody's just, you know, concerned about the Iranian deal and what's happening there. Are we going to really start getting into it with the Iranians? Nobody really knows. But that's got people backing away. Interesting, though, the silver at one point was about 40 cents higher. We're now down to only a penny higher on the day. We're $25 off the high in the gold. So I think people are a little bit less worried. The Dow was 250 lower. It's back to steady. So I don't think that there's, you know, huge concern. It's not like people are dropping bombs, but if something does happen, you know, gold will spike, silver will spike. I think the wheat will take the biggest hit ultimately. But then we've got WASDE on Friday. You really want to be short going in front of the WASDE report? I don't. I think the WASDE is going to be friendly. I'm certainly hoping we get this deal signed on the 15th. If there's any delays, this market will not take it well at all. So, you know, when it's all said and done, we got to wait for a tweet out of the White House, or we've got to see a news headline flash of, you know, some kind of issue somewhere. Other than that, I think the grain should rally in here before the report. But again, because of the Iranian situation, who knows? The weather around the world, including the U.S., is pretty non-threatening. There are some farmers getting into the fields, finishing up harvest in different spots where it's been tough. So overall, I don't see the weather as being an issue for the time being, with the exception of Australia, which is really a true disaster out there. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.